Isaiah 41, verse 8. Between 25 to 50, we are going to be servants of God and serving God. Now, thou Israel art my servant, verse 8, Jacob, I have chosen the seed of Abraham, my friend, verse 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. You see, this is what God is telling you. He's informing you that you are his servant. So I don't know what they tell you where you are coming from, but I'm telling you here that God has chosen you to be his servant. That's the best thing to do with your life, is to be a servant of God. God is so great. If there are no clouds tonight, you see Venus will be on this side. You see Saturn, you see Jupiter, you see Mars. Oh, three huge balls going around the sun, and the earth is one of them. So that's five out of the nine or eight planets. You see them all, you can see them all in the sky now. We are just a ball, and we are on the ball. We are just a dot, one of the balls, and there are stars. Stars are so much bigger than planets. A planet will take you 24 hours to fly around. A star will take you 1,200 years to fly around the star. And you know, when they say these things, they are true, they are correct. The size of the stars, the size, the distance from the earth, that is so many years, 650 light years. 650 light years means that the light left the star to come to the earth 650 years ago. So when you see it, you are seeing what the star looked like 650 years ago. So each blink you see on a star is like about 50 years old, 600, depending on the distance. And it's correct. It's very correct. The dot, the calculation, you know why? Because that's the calculation they've used to go to the planets. They use those calculations to launch rockets at a certain speed and distance. And they calculated the distance, like to go to Jupiter. And they knew, for instance, when they first went to Jupiter, that Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto were all going to be lined up together, close. When we say close, you know, like maybe 50 million or something miles. But it's like close. In 1979, they knew that from the calculation. That's why you can have an app on your phone to just look in the sky and you see which planet it is. Because the calculations are so exact. They know how far it is. They know the distance it moves and the speed that they move at. So the calculations are so true, so correct. So that's why when they launched the satellite, the rocket in 1977, they knew how long it would take. And they knew that 1979, the speed, based on the distance they've calculated from here to Jupiter, that it will get there. And it got there exactly. 1979. You should watch the pictures. They crowded around their televisions to watch. They were all in awe. Because from Earth, you just see the little round thing. But when they got close, they were amazed. Huge gas going round. Very beautiful also. And Saturn was even more awesome. I mean, we are nothing at all. We are just a dot in a dot in a dot in a dot. And God looks at us, and all of us, he's going to wipe us all out in the next 50 years. If this building is here, by the grace of God, still in 50 years and Jesus hasn't come, almost everybody here will not be here. If there's anybody here, the person would stand and say, I was here 50 years ago. He was speaking, he said this, and almost everybody here would probably be dead, not alive, non-existent, forgotten, gone away in history. And a new group will be here in 50 years. And then in 50 years after that, another group will be here. It's like about 50 years rotation. No, it's serious. And for God to say, behold,
I have chosen you. You are my servant. You are my servant.
Oh, clap for God. I mean, for God to say, you are my servant. I want you to be my servant. I don't know why, and I don't know if you know why. Yeah. And these things are real. I was telling you the distances and the calculations are real. That's why they get to the moon. It's exactly the time they have. And they calculate the oxygen and how much they will breathe and how much they will eat and all that. And they calculate the whole distance to the moon and back. Yeah. And the distance to Mercury and towards the sun. Well, they've sent rockets to Mercury, which is very near the sun, and rockets to Venus. Calculated. And they are now trying to go to Mars. Recently, they lifted off to Mars. You see the planet in the sky, and it says 6 months. They will be there in 6 months. It's going at 37,000 miles per hour, and in 6 months, it will get there. And it will get there when you said it starts taking pictures. So it's the calculations are true. The sizes of the stars are true. Everything is true. It's not just something in physics. Yeah, it's real. And that's why they are planning to take somebody to Mars. And they are calculating so many things, how to take somebody to Mars. Because they need to be able to take food to last for 6 months to get there and to stay there for another 6 months and 6 months to come back. So that's 1.5 years of food. And for it, it's 4 people and all the things they need. And it's like, think about an articulator truck to lift it up. At one articulator full of food that can be preserved for 1.5 years. So they have learned how to purify their urine, to re-drink the urine back, and to turn the feces into biscuits to so that they can eat it. Yes. You know, so that they don't have to take much. F biscuits. No, what I'm trying to tell you by all that I'm saying is that it is true that there is a very great God. And it is true that you are very small and nothing. And it is true that you are his servant that he has chosen. And it is a wow that God will choose you to be his servant. It's a big wow. It's a big wow. Is it not amazing? So all God wants from you is no restrictions. What you say, I'll do it. Anything. And that's why sometimes God wants to see how far will you go? And what will you not do? And what will you do? I have chosen thee and what? Not cast thee away. Verse 10. Fear not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. Amen. So God is saying to you, he's going to strengthen you. Amen. How many sometimes feel weak when it comes to the work of God? It's like, oh, wow. I'm just not making it. I'm not able to. But God is saying, I will strengthen you. So as a young person with so many needs and desires and inflamed passions, you get it? God is saying, I will make you strong and I will help you and I will sustain you. You make it. Amen. Is it fantastic? Is it a good idea? Beautiful. Verse 11, Isaiah 41. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. So amazingly, when you decide to serve God, people get irritated. And start to speak in a funny way. How many have had people speak in a funny way about you? So he says, all those that are incensed against you. All those have funny comments about you. They will be ashamed.
Amen.
And they will be as nothing.
Amen.
There is nothing bad that has not been said about me before, since I was born. Including being called the devil. I can't think of, if you can think of, you can ask me. Have you been accused of this before? You can ask me. And I'll just check my memory files, my archives, and see. I mean, look at somebody comes, does a good thing, brings us automatic clappers to, like, sort of help us. We've not seen some before. Who has not seen some before? This is the first time you are seeing. Let somebody gets up and says that they didn't want people who didn't want to clap, and they feel that it's, you know, clapping is whatever. They brought it to charm the natives. To calm the natives down. Meanwhile, it's a free thing. You know? Nobody asked for it. They just came along and just brought it. It's very serious. Stand up over there. Look at that. And he's holding one. Does he deserve to hold one? Take it away from him and give it to one that is worthy. So I prophesy, one day somebody said, Ducky Wobbles, he makes me sick. Yeah. Now if I tell you one after another, you'll not believe. Especially when I'm going to start the church. When I was starting the church as a student, if you talk about blackening of physical sprays, physical, not physics biscuit, the real one, not the one that has been turned into biscuit. I heard everything. Yes. Just a small student too. A student in fifth year. So I'm starting a job. That was it. But you see, sometimes the stronger the accusation, it even shows you how correct you are in doing what is the right thing. Yeah. We wouldn't be here. Yeah. So, back to verse 11. Those that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing. You know, one day I received a message. Somebody said, you know, you are writing something on the internet about some people that I didn't even know what was being, but I think some people had, they were doing, some administrators were writing some stuff. And I think they had gone through the history and written some things and put it up. But the person saw it and, you know, contacted me that, why do you do that? I don't like what you are doing. And I said, oh, I didn't know they wrote your name or anything. So take it off. I just told them, 1 second, take it off. Don't embarrass anybody or say anything negative or anything, even if it's true and it's not nice. No need. But you see, it showed me that they were watching. But they will never have seen it. They are reading. They are watching what I'm doing. Yes. They are following what I'm doing. My history, the internet, the website, the messages. They are hard followers in a secret way. They are watching what I'm doing. Yes. They are following what I'm doing. My history, the internet, the website, the messages. They are hard followers in a secret way. You get it? Are you there or you are leaving? All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. So this is a prophecy for a servant of God. And don't be surprised if a young person like you hears wild things. I mean, you would have thought that the accusation would have been even wilder as you go. But like at the beginning, there was no church. I heard all the big names. I don't want to repeat them. That's why I'm not saying. If I say them, you'll be surprised. One day somebody was in an STC bus. They were discussing only me. Yes. From where to where? Yeah, they were discussing me. I mean, saying things. I said, wow. So, if you are going to follow what people say, and that's going to be the reason for doing what is right or what is not right, you are going to make a big mistake in your life and ministry. So from 25 to 50, you know, this is your time to be criticized. If nobody is criticizing you, then these scriptures don't apply. There are a lot of good scriptures don't apply to you. You are probably not stirring up much. You are probably not in the will of God. I don't mean being corrected about something wrong that you are doing. I mean criticized for doing the right thing. The devil does not attack a dead piece of wood. I say the devil does not attack a dead piece of wood, which is doing nothing. But when you start pushing out the fire, you can just be a normal church goer, whatever, go and sit in hymns, give an offering, nobody knows what you are doing and all that. Nobody will say anything about it. Rise up and start to serve God. Come to church at this time. You are staying in church for this long. You come again. You come. Then you start to hear. Sometimes you wonder, are my parents Christians? Are my parents even pastors? Are my parents against God? Are my parents against the church? You even wonder. Are they against what they say they believe in? But a man's enemy shall be those of his own household. If you are not prepared for conflict from home, then resign now and go away. The next verse. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing. Amen. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying, fear not, I will help thee. Verse 14. I like verse 14. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob. Wow. You see, this 25 to 50, you are a worm. What is a worm? A worm, you just step on it like this. It's a long time since I saw a worm, coming to think of it. Where are the worms in the world? Maybe they've all been crushed, eh? What is a worm? You just step on it. So fear not that worm. How many feel like worms? Like you feel like really nothing? Yes, that's what he said. Fear not thou worm, Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help thee. I will help thee, says the Lord. Too scared that you are in danger. You feel danger. As you are serving God, you feel danger. Yeah. But God says, I will help you. I will help thee. Verse 15. Beautiful. Now, he says, I will make thee a new, sharp, threshing instrument having teeth. Kamasute keke lomoja balaba. Shama kataba. Kamalababa. Kemolabalibo. Look at it. I will make you a new sharp. You are going to be made new.
Amen.
So those of you who are not virgins, you are being made new now. Yeah, those of you who have already done so many things that you even wonder whether you can be new. God says, I'll make you new. Then number two, he says, I'll make you a new sharp. You are going to be sharp. Sharp. Cutting. Yes. And these days I hear testimonies. People say, this one spoke to me. And I changed. It's because God made you sharp. Yes. And then a threshing instrument. You are being made an instrument of God.
Amen.
God is making you his instrument.
Amen.
And it's not something that you are. He says, he called you a worm. Now he says, I'm making you a sharp threshing instrument. Having teeth. So whereas you used to be smiling without it, God is giving you teeth.
Amen.
Where you can bite.
Amen.
You have a spiritual bite.
Amen.
Kalimo, Zabala, Dobolo, Zabala, Beda, Mamandalaba. Yes. I'm not going to be a toothless dog. Ish. When you don't have teeth, they have to feed you with Tom Brown and porridge. You can't eat meat again. You don't know what is teeth. But God is going to make you mature with teeth. Look, you have to believe. The word is coming again. Believe. Believe. Yes. I want you to believe all these things. These great things. You know, if you are a true heart follower, you will love the old messages more than the new messages. You will love the old, because the old messages will show you that it is true. Apart from everything, you see that it is true. Because so many things have been said and have happened practically. Yes. Believe for the work's sake. Then you'll also love the new messages, which will show you something else. But you will love the old messages. You say, it's real. You see the person as lean as you are. Yes, from the worm stage. You see the person as a worm. A preaching worm. That has been turned into a threshing instrument. Having teeth. Kalimo susulala. You know, to go from Jamaica to Barbados, where we had a camp, you have to take a plane. And the plane is like a tro-tro bus. Because it stops at every island, drops passengers, picks passengers, drops passengers, picks passengers. So it drops, it stops here, this island, then it goes. When it goes up small, then it's coming down. When it goes up north, it's coming down. When it goes up north, it's coming down. And it drops. When we were going for the camp, you know, at a point, most of the passengers were our members. Because when we stop at this island, then the threshing instrument has threshed some members from that island. Then they come and join the plane. Then as they are coming on, Bishop, Bishop, they are joining. And we are picking and joining. They were joining planes because you can only come by plane. You are going to be a mighty threshing instrument that God is going to use. Fear not thou worm Jacob. I'm going to use you to do great things. Yes. So as we were picking, it had not occurred to me that as I was going for the camp, my members are also going to come on the same aeroplane. Because they are also going to the same camp. So as we were going, we were picking, stop, then we pick, stop, then we pick the members. When they came, look, Bishop standing. Because I was standing up chatting with Bishop Richard and Co. It was like the plane is taking a long time to go and come, you know. So we're just starting there, and then the members were coming. Members everywhere. Members behind me. Members in front of me. Shabakabakabayada. Look, what God is going to use you for, if you believe, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Me, I really like God and I really believe God is real. I don't even know what reason I'm existing for. I don't have anything to do in this world other than to serve God. There is no purpose here. We have eaten. We have drank. We have built houses. We have cars. We have children. What are we doing? Chicken is guaranteed till we die. Kebab is guaranteed. Look at even this campus. There's plantain here. We can get some easily. Kelewele is guaranteed. Yam and pork is guaranteed. Fried yam and pork. Plantain chips guaranteed. Fear not that word, Jacob. I am making you into a sharp threshing instrument. New. When we say new, do you believe new? You know that most of, you know how most of us are like? Most of us are like that girl I was talking about at the beginning. They say, I love you. Say, no, you love Rosemond, you love Rosalind, you love Rosetta. Because Rosalia is younger. Rosetta is sweeter. Rosetta is slimmer. Rosalinda has got a buxom majesty. Rosemond has always been your friend and we all know it. She's the one. I have even pictures of you where she was sitting behind you. Have you heard of that? I have pictures. She was the one sitting behind you. I know her. Yes. I mean, there are times I've caught you staring at her. Staring at her. Wow. You see, most of us are like that. Most of us are like that. When God says, I'll make you new, you start to think of so many things. And you say, new of what? How many realize that we are like that? Like when God says, I like you. You are my child. You are my this. You are my son. You are my this. Immediately our mind starts to flash. Red alerts come up with signals and so on and say, hey, do you remember last week Tuesday? And that is how God cannot get through to us. Because you have to believe that he loves the worm. You, the worm. You have to believe that he loves you, the worm. And that's why he killed all the old Israelites and just took young people. Because all the old guys, they couldn't believe and obey. So he had to take new people. But you know, it's not easy to get a certain mentality out of you. You know, the people who have been enslaved and in bondage, they are different from people who have been free. Yeah. It takes years to get it out of the people. It takes generations to get out. If you take South Africa, you see that it has affected the people in the country. Yeah, has affected them. At first, I used to wonder why Ghana became independent early. I realized that our independence has made us different. Yeah. You never go on the news and hear a Ghanaian say, the white man has done this, and the white man, I mean, our colonial masters, and neocolonialism. You never hear such a thing. Ghana radio or Ghana TV. It has been, I mean, the last 20, 30 years, such words vanished. We don't think of being somebody causing anything. We ourselves have been voting and been changing government. We know ourselves. But we used to hear it in Ghana all the time. When the news, they would say, the white man is doing this unfair trade policies, this, that. We are managing and mismanaging our own affairs directly. We are managers.
We are managers.
Slavery affects your thinking. And when somebody says you are great, you don't really believe it. Yeah. Yes. So, a waiter, somebody who is a waiter, who is a black man, a waiter in Ghana, is different from a black man who is a waiter doing the same job for former slave masters. They even behave differently. Many times we'll be talking to some people, talking to a white man in South Africa, and then they ask, where do you come from? You are not from here. Because the way we talk to them confidently, we don't see them as masters or oppressors. We talk to them. Come on now. Let's do this thing, man. Let's do this thing. And they say, hey, we are not used to people talking to us like that. Let's do this thing now, man. So, friends, stop behaving like oppressed, downtrodden, disliked, unwanted, pushed away people. We are not pushed away from any. If you like, if you continue, God will change. God will go and get somebody else. That's why God uses very bad people sometimes. So there are people who don't think much about the bad things they've done. Yeah, those such people, God can use them bad. They flow with God very nicely. Yeah. They are so grateful and they just flow. Yeah. But those who are very melancholic thinking, you know, last I had a thought like this and then my thought was like this and I did this and I, you know. I've done this before. I'm not sure whether I'm gay or I'm gay. I'm gay or the other way. Are you going to flow, Worms? Worms, are you going to flow? Worms, are you going to flow? Flow. Flow. You can do it. Yes. Yes. You can do everything. You can be. Yes. And I'm going to show you more. This camp, I want to show you something. There will be just that moment. That's the only reason you came for the camp. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You are going to become the servant that God has destined you to become. Put my scripture back, please, quickly. Verse 16. Thou shalt fan them. And the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. Wow. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord. And shall glory in the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Are you excited about this wonderful prophecy? Isaiah chapter 42. Verse 1. Now, being a servant, one day I heard Derek Prince preaching a message. The message was entitled, Being a Servant. Yeah, being a servant. And he explained that being a servant is a very great thing. And that Jesus Christ, that God, Jesus Christ himself, is called a servant. So to be a servant is not a derogatory word or a derogatory thing. It is actually a great thing that even Jesus himself is called a servant. Then he describes something in the message. He was talking about his daughters. He said his daughters have been to some school. And that instead of coming from the school with a sense of being servants, They came from the school with a sense of entitlement. Yes. Of, I am this, I can do this, I'm going to be this, I am that, I am not below, I am great, I am this, and I'm that. But not, I am a servant. He was talking about his children. Yeah. I think I also know a school like that. Or some schools like that. So, instead of seeing being a servant and being a servant of God as a derogatory thing or something negative, you see, which is how slaves think. When you ask them to do something, say, are you trying to push me down? Say, nobody's trying to push you down. Yeah. 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 You can't come from your country and tell us. Don't talk to us like that. Sorry. We're just sharing the word with you. No, 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 don't do that. So instead of having a sense of it, that's why people are not happy in marriage. You go into marriage thinking, I thought that as a husband you do this. As a wife, this is what you hold my hand. You open the door. Forget about all those things. Just open the door yourself, okay? Just open the door. Pray for a car that you open the door for yourself. Stop all those things. You see, coming into marriage with so many things that you expect to be done for you, you are set yourself up for unhappiness. You will be very unhappy throughout your life. You always look and say, ah, what a man. Yay! The man I read about in Mills and Boone, and the man I read about in this book, and the one I saw in this film, he was so gentle, so nice, so this, and this and that. This is what I should receive. I should have surprises. I should have nice things. I should be pampered. I should be as a lady. As a what? Are you a lady? When you go to the toilet, do diamonds come out of you? Do diamonds come out? Huh? I'm asking that when you go to the toilet, is it diamonds that come out? Like you hear the sound, ka, 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 pa, pra, pa, pa. And it is diamonds that are falling onto the ceramic. Or when you go to the toilet, is it the smell of Gucci or Yves Saint Laurent that is coming out there? Huh? Be serious. Instead of coming with a mind of what I am worth, how I am a princess, I am a queen, I'm a delicate lady. You know, we women are delicate, and we are those we need. You need nothing. You need to work hard. You need to get up early in the morning. You have to bath. You need to learn how to cook. You need to cook. You need to learn how to have sex. Shame on you. Look, I don't want you to be sad. I want you to be a happy person. When you come into the house of God, don't come with what God has to do for you. God has to give me a Benz. God has to give me a nice beloved. God has to give me 10 million. God has to give me this. Oh, it's what I have to serve. That's when you'll be happy in the house of God. The same thing, when you go into marriage, you go, so I have to learn, I have to do this. I have to do this. I'm now going to work. Marriage, you see it as a job. Older women who have been married for some time, they don't see marriage as all this flimsy things you are talking about. They see it as hard work. That's why even sometimes you see sometimes older when they are widows and somebody is proposing to them, you want to marry me, they laugh and say, me, I should come and be a nurse. You see, they see it as nursing. They see it as, servant, being a servant, being a nurse, being some other cook, some other job. But the younger ones, they feel that, oh, I'm going to be pampered and, you know, they're going to, you know. I'm going to have surprises. On my birthday, I will be there. Then suddenly when I turn to the right, there will be 200 people with balloons and they'll be saying, happy birthday! We love you! We love you! Surprise! Let us be servants. Serious servants. Sit down. Let's do this servant thing. Tell someone, let's do this servant. Let's do this servant thing. Eh? We are doing this servant thing. Flowers. You want flowers. Are there no flowers outside? Why do you want somebody to cut the flowers from a tree and bring to your house? Are there no flowers outside? Why do you want them to be brought to cut and brought to you? Sit down. Oh. Older. That's why sometimes you see an older person. Shh. When an older person's wife dies, sometimes they see that they go for an older person. But they don't want somebody who is coming with the wrong ideas. So surprises and all the old. I'm telling you, we are tired. What is this? You need another servant or a nurse or a cook or a chef or something. It's true. Yeah. So Derek Prince, was teaching on this subject, being a servant. And he was saying that being a servant is a great thing, that even Jesus, this scripture, Isaiah 42, what I say, behold my servant. This is a prophecy. It's in, quoted in Matthew about Jesus. Servant, in whom my soul delighted. I put my spirit upon him. He was a servant. Yes. He became obedient even to the death of the cross. And verse 2, look at it. He will not cry. I don't know if you remember this scripture. It's in Matthew. He shall not cry. He shall not lift up his voice to be heard in the street. And the next verse. A bruised reed shall he not break. Smoking flax shall he not quench. He's going to be gentle. He's going to be gentle. So instead of planning how to be pampered, plan how to be gentle. Because some of you, you only look gentle when you are sitting down. But it's like you are not actually gentle. You get what I'm saying? You're not actually gentle. You can take people on seriously. When a pastor is preaching, you are cool. When he's talking about Charlie, you can sort people out. You can sort people out. You can take them on and discipline them with your words. Hey. Next verse. He shall not fail. This is a prophecy about you. You will not fail. You will not fail. Even if you failed your school exam, you will not fail as a servant of God. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. Always say, I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not fail. I will not fail. Sit down. You know, I always remember something. Let me share it with you because maybe it will help you. Somebody was preaching, I forget exactly who, probably one of the faith people. He said that, you know, Jesus said, I will build my church. But from a certain stage in the history of the church went into what we call the dark ages, or when the church moved into monasteries. There was very little church. And the only church and pastors and people were in monasteries. They were monks and they were in monasteries. So for some years. But he said that Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. So he said that throughout those hundreds of years, Jesus maintained his confession, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. And you see that It has maintained its course, it's persisting. I build my church. And the church is being built. Yeah. Even now, you know, God has shown me it's like Europe is also going to come back to God. Yeah. I don't know how, but it's going to come back to God. Yeah. They will turn to God. Yeah. Today they've gone so far, but one day it will turn and you'll see them. And so this is a time where we must serve the Lord. One day Europe is going to turn back. And when they turn, you see how when Europeans do something, whether it is going to space, whether it's science, whether it's sex, whether it's football, they do it to the extreme and they do it all out. Yes. They're the ones who brought pornography. So it's like sex. It's like we are going all out. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do this thing properly. If it's, I mean, whatever. They do everything to the... So we say, let's go to all the world. They go everywhere. Go in, go to Africa, go here. Don't live anywhere. It's Africans when something has been given to us, whether it's soccer, economy, currency, money, management, church, then we do it in a shabby way. Yes. So let's do this church thing seriously. He shall not fail. He shall not be discouraged until he has set judgment in the earth and the islands shall wait for his law. Kamashisho shamadoba shembarama matabele koboroba kabalamana masantalaba tema kayaka moka tema tabaleba nama shombalababa. Tarema, Tamalaba, Toboleba, Kabarida, Tamalada, Palabari, Paraba. He shall not be discouraged. He shall not fail. He shall not fail. No, no, no. Till he has set judgment in the earth. You are not failing in any way, even in the smallest way. Yes. Are you ready to be God's servants in a big way? Are you ready to be turned from a worm into a sharp threshing instrument with teeth? Yes. That's why you are here. Yes. And you will not be discouraged too. So all forms of depression. That's why you see people become so encouraged when they listen to the Makane. The comforted, encouraged. Even if you are listening to this one now, you'll be encouraged. You see that you shall not be discouraged. Rise up and come on now. You can make it. You can do it. It's going to work. Amen. Yeah. Now, you know, I want to say something to some of you who feel that you failed already. Isaiah 43 verse 10. How many of some that feel that you like when they say you shall not fail, it's like you failed already. No, you failed. You failed maybe in nursery. You failed in class one. You know, do you know that people who do very well in nursery, they don't do well in university? Look, it's so true that if your child is very good in class one, primary school, you'll be worried. It's like he's come... Prize in drawing. He's got a prize in drawing. He's got a prize in counting numbers. In what? Needlework. No, is that not a senior whatever? I mean primary. What? Dictation. Listen. Coloring. You got a prize in coloring. You shouldn't want your children to get prizes in coloring. It's when the child is going higher, A-level, university, and the child starts to do well. Yes. I remember my children. I was watching. People would come say, first. This one I was first. And then I realized that my children are not first. I said, hey. people are getting prizes. First, second, first in the class, coloring, this, dictation, spelling. You see, what matters is later. Yes. So, if you are failing or you feel you failed like early, like now, it's even something to build upon. Yeah. Because every time you fail in something, you get immunized. A little immunity. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, when people who come to Africa, to the natives, and you see us, the natives, we look stronger. We, the natives, look stronger. Because we have been bitten by mosquitoes. Yes. Yeah. We have been bitten by mosquitoes. Now, we've been bullied. We've been hungry. We've been thirsty. We've been climbing trees. We've been restless at night. But you are having a perfect life in America, in England. So you realize that because you haven't had a few mosquito bites, you haven't climbed a few trees, you are not as powerful. You are not as useful to God. You are too perfect. Your life is too perfect. Let me tell you something. Any bad thing you've done, it can be used for the glory of God. You see, any bad thing that has happened. Why do I say that? Isaiah 53, it says, by his wounds, by his stripes, we are healed. You minister out of your wounds. Your wounds is the basis for your ministry. So when you have been wounded, when you have been hurt, your ministry is based on your wound. By his wounds, we have healing. Yes. He was wounded. He was bruised. And with his stripes, it's with his problems that we get ministered to. Yes. So when you have certain problems, it's often the basis of your ministry. Yeah. Anything that is real is based on your wounds. Yeah. That's why we're always waiting for the people who are preaching to give us some windows or tell us some stories, something real. And we know that it is true. Yeah. So you who are Mr. Correcto, my father had a horse called Correcto Perfecto. It's like everything is correct and everything is perfect. Listen carefully. Not everything is. Jesus, Rejoiner's book, he said, you must know my pain in order to be able to minister. You must know my pain. Yeah. And when you are, everything is so perfect, you don't know the pains of people. 90% of the people in the world have pain. So when you are so perfect, so you can't even relate with people. Yeah. You have no problems. So sometimes God allows you to see problems, to go far into the dark, so that you can know. Temba, where are you? Temba. Where's Temba? Come, come. Look at my young man here. God is going to use him. God has a plan for him.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 43 verse 10. It says, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Verse 11. I am the Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. Go back to verse 10. Beautiful. You are my witnesses. What is a witness? A witness is someone who is saying what he has seen. It's what I've seen it before. What was your vision in this world?
My vision?
Yeah. Your vision. This is a young man. How old are you now?
I'm 24. I'll be 24.
24. What was your vision at how and your age where you had that vision?
I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. That's when I had the vision to steal cars and to be in the prison.
You had a vision to be a thief.
Yes, Freddy. That's what my uncle is doing. So I was inspired by him. So I couldn't see the reason why I should go to school. Meanwhile, there's an easy way for me to get all that I wanted. Because everyone goes to work and get money to get a car, get a house, get what he wants. And me too, why there's a way, which is to steal cars, you get the money, you get the house, you get the lady that you want. So what's the difference? I couldn't see the difference.
Look at it. Adullam. He is now in the cave of Adullam.
Amen.
So, you know, once 31st January, Sunday morning, 1st January, he called me as I was driving out and he said, Bishop, you have changed my life. Thank you. I said, Amen. He said, you've changed my life's vision. I said, Amen. So I thought he was going to say that he had a vision to be an accountant, a vision to be, you know, a manager. Huh?
An engineer.
And a what?
I'm saying an engineer.
So, you know, once 31st January, Sunday morning, 1st January, he called me as I was driving out and he said, Bishop, you have changed my life. Thank you. I said, Amen. He said, you've changed my life's vision. I said, Amen. So I thought he was going to say that he had a vision to be an accountant, a vision to be, you know, a manager. Huh?
An engineer.
And a what?
I'm saying an engineer. Maybe you want to have a vision to be an engineer or a police. No, I didn't have that vision. That day, I even wrote on my phone down there. I said, "When you said that we should have, we should not only think about the things of this world. We should know, we should focus on the work of God because God is great." Then I said to myself, "Oh, you dear, you didn't have any vision to be anything. So it would be very bad,
you know, manager, huh?
An engineer,
and a what?
I'm saying an engineer. Maybe you want to have a vision to be an engineer or." A police. No, I didn't have that vision. That day, I even wrote on my phone down there. I said, when you said that we should have, we should not only think about the things of this world. We should focus on the work of God because God is great. Then I said to myself, oh, you dear, you didn't have any vision to be anything. So it would be very bad for you to have a vision to be a doctor or to be a lawyer or something, because you didn't have any vision.
And he said to me, my vision was to be a thief. And I was struck like thunder had struck me. I've not heard that vision. I know of other visions, but this one I've not had. He said, me? You see me here? You don't have any idea. And he can change the whole of one country, I tell you, this little boy here. Yeah. Yeah. If you believe, God can do it. Yes. So did you start practicing your vision?
Yes, I started because I had three guys that I used to work with. So when we started to buy some nice clothes because we have to wear expensive clothes. So I used to force my mom to buy me expensive clothes even though she didn't have money. So she would buy and try. And we too would wear some things. And then I would hang up with some guys who are bad in the tavern. So when we move around, then I would see how they do it. Like for instance, we'll go to the tavern and then there's a person that we are... The person that we are eyeing is in this direction. And then they will cause confusion around this this direction where the person is. And then everyone will start moving up and down. Oh, and then we know that they were eyeing that guy. So we'll go to that guy, then take the money, take everything, then we'll push him outside. When he got outside, we'll go into his car, take everything that is in the car, and then we'll take the car. But me, I was always at the back. So I'll watch when they do this thing. When they drive the car and go with me, I'll go my other direction. But when they do the, when they are sharing the money, I'll be among them.
Wow.
Like one of my friends, they killed someone actually. We were coming from the tavern. But that one, that story is not known. We were coming from the tavern, and then there was an old man. He was coming from also from the tavern, but he put some pieces of bottles inside his jacket, the pocket jacket. So my friends were coming. At that time, me, I went to another direction with a certain lady. So yes, he was coming. Then the guy was what? They thought that he had money in his pocket, in his jacket pocket. So when I came, my friends just put inside, just forced his hand inside the jacket of the pocket jacket of this guy. So when he put it, was the broken bottle was in the pocket. Hey, the way they beat him. They beat him until he died. The next morning, that's when he came to me. He said, Chale, we killed someone yesterday night. I said, hey, it's not true. And I heard during the day that there's someone died, some old man who has died somewhere. And those are the people that...
Which country is this?
In South Africa.
Amazing.
And that's what is trending. At the time that I was in South Africa, that's what is trending in my community where I was. Because people, it's easy to kill someone moving up and down. And those things, like here in Ghana, they like football. So football, wherever you go, they'll play football. But in our place, wherever I go, there's crime.
Game is crime. So Jesus has saved. So you are going to be a witness. So everybody who has fantastic stories, they are weapons in your pocket. In your preaching one day, you stand and you talk and people's mouth will just open. Oh, they'll be shocked. They say yes, me. So those perfect people, you need to memorize a lot of scriptures because your preaching is going to be basically scriptures. You'll just be quoting one scripture after another, from Isaiah to Jeremiah, Jeremiah to Ezekiel, Ezekiel to Matthew, Matthew to Ephesians, Ephesians to Romans, Romans to Revelations, Revelations to John, John to Malachi, Malachi to Zechariah. That's your whole preaching. No windows. Revelations from the scriptures. Yes. But my servant is going to be my witness. Yes. If you've ever been called by the police to be a witness, you'll see they just ask you, what did you see on that night? They don't want what you learned in school, what you know, scriptures, whatever. What did you see? Yes. I've been called before by police to be a witness. What did you see on that day? Can you just tell us? That's all. We don't know what you learned in school, whether you're educated, whether you don't. What did you see? That's all. So once you've seen something in the world, it's qualifying you to be. One day you'll be giving a testimony about pornography. Yes, some of you will be giving. You'll be saying, you know, when you say addictions, you'll be talking, and people will be bashing you. You, Mr. Holy, you say, yeah, me, Mr. Holy. You'll be giving a testimony about masturbation. You, when you are talking about demonic strongholds that don't go away, you'll be talking. People will be listening. Say, hey, if this guy can say this, then what about me? You'll be writing books, but my servant is going to be my witness. Yes. If you've ever been called by the police to be a witness, you'll see they just ask you, what did you see on that night? They don't want what you learned in school, what you know, scriptures, whatever. What did you see? Yes. I've been called before by police to be a witness. What did you see on that day? Can you just tell us? That's all. We don't know what you learned in school, whether you're educated, whether you don't. What did you see? That's all. So once you've seen something in the world, it's qualifying you to be. One day you'll be giving a testimony about pornography. Yes, some of you will be giving. You'll be saying, you know. When you say addictions, you'll be talking and people will be bashing you. You, Mr. Holy. You say, yeah, me, Mr. Holy. You'll be giving a testimony about me, Mr. Holy. You'll be giving a testimony about masturbation. You, when you are talking about demonic strongholds that don't go away, you'll be talking. People will be listening. Say, hey, if this guy can say this, then what about me? You'll be writing books. Yes. And talking. People are talking about being gay. You tell them what happened to your anus one day. And God set you free. And he said, this thing, no. I shook it off. I said, it cannot be. God forbid. You watch and see. You'll be giving testimonies. Just as this young man is saying, I had a vision to be a thief. I was struck as if I was struck by lightning. I said, what? My vision to be a thief. What a vision. You are going to be amazed. Look at that. He's not yet 25. He's yet to begin his season of fruitfulness. He's 24 years old. How many want Temba to be a great evangelist? How many want Temba to be a great pastor? How many believe God can use him to change many people? How many believe that he'll be a very good preacher? Doesn't he sound already like a powerful preacher? He already sounds that way. Yeah. You see, he's convincing. When he speaks, he's convincing. You know, when he talks, it's believable. You can sense some power there already. He's telling you, I was a thief, you know. That was my vision for my life. You changed my life. And there are many people in the Bible school, but he caught my attention. He just came to my window. He said, I want to say thank you. You changed my life. Today, 31st January, I will be somewhere. I had a vision to be a thief. Because I've changed into first gear to drive. Then I changed it back to neutral or whatever. Parking, yes. And then I stopped to listen to somebody whose vision was to be a thief. To listen to the testimony. Yeah. That's how your story will be also. You tell, you'll be preaching and you'd say, no man could resist me when I shake a little like this. You say that they are all falling. I know what, you tell them, I know what to do to charm a man. I know what to do. I just do certain moves and then all of them, their mouths will be watering. And then you say that now I use it in my marriage. I shake my buxom majesties. And I use it in the house. Congratulate the nearest. I'm so impressed that between 25 to 50, you've actually decided to be a servant of God. Between 25 to 50. I am impressed about your service to God. Thank you. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, verse 24. Very quickly. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things. Verse 25, thus frustrated the tokens of the liars. Verse 26, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. To the cities of Judah, you shall be built. I say, you shall be built. Your churches shall be built. Your mission will be built. The vision will be built. I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. Verse 28, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Look at verse 28. And that's my name. That saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. Shall perform all my pleasure. I give you the name Cyrus. He is my shepherd. You see, these are declarations of God over your life. He is my shepherd. And what will his shepherd do? He shall perform all my pleasure, including from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Not some of my pleasure, all my pleasure. Whatever I want, he will do it. Between 25 to 50, you see, that's when you are versatile. That's when you sit on a chair, you not get backache. From a certain age, you sit on a chair, you see that you are getting a back problem. You are flexible. Your bones are moving. When you go to the golf course and old people are playing, they use mostly woods. You see them playing away. But when you see the young people playing, different. The old people, you see them playing. But the young people, and they'll be playing. You see the twist like that. Total. Amazing. You should see Bishop Eddie. It's as if he's 25 years old. Kama shata lava. Perform some of my pleasure. Most of my pleasures. All my pleasure. All my pleasure. You want me at 5? I'll be there. You want me at 7? I'll be there. You want me at 2 a.m.? Not in theory. You need me in the forest? I'll be there. You need me with the natives? I'll be there. You need me in Africa? I'll be there. And he says to Jerusalem, you shall be built. To the temple, your foundation shall be laid. The church will be built. The church will be built. The church will be built. The foundation, which will be laid. It will happen. It will come on. It will be done practically. It will happen in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt be built. To the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. You know why I'm preaching this? I'm not teaching you anything to do. I'm showing you scriptures from the prophet Isaiah, from 41, 42, 43, 44, and we are going to 45. I'm showing you prophecies of the servant of God. Prophecies of the servant of God. And he's just making declarations. He says, I say to you, you will be built. Thou art my shepherd. Thou art my servant. Thou art a sharp threshing instrument. These are prophecies of your destiny. Between 25 to 50. Why am I saying you are going to be a servant between 25 to 50? Because Numbers 8, go back to there. Numbers 8, 24. What does it say? Numbers 8, 24. Numbers 8, 24. This is that which belongs to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go to wait upon the service. So this is the age where you do this service. You shall be a servant. It's this particular season. And verse 25, and he says that from the age of 50, they shall cease waiting upon the service. So this service, you see, Temba is yet to get even to that era. Service and being a servant, Charlie, is a seasonal thing. It's not forever. No, it's not forever. It's not forever. That's why, for me, it's as if God gave me a second life. When even I had the first life church, it was as if he was giving me another life. Yeah. The chance to preach again. Because he told me, go back to your first love. Yes. It was as though he gave me another chance to try to do what I've been doing for 25 years. Yes. It's a blessing. So I tell you, this is your season to work for the Lord. This is your season where you are going to be a servant of the Lord. Yeah. And you feel like a worm, no problem. It's a general. Check your neighbor, ask him whether he also feels like a worm. You feel like a worm. Yeah. Yeah. You feel like a worm. In Uganda, you feel like a worm.
Bishop, I feel like a worm in Uganda.
Look at this. It's small, but small. It's called wisdom. Look at this. Smallish. He has even lost weight on the mission field. Somebody should give him food after. Huh? He looks small in Uganda. Where are you?
I'm in Gulu, in the northern part of Uganda. Far north from Gulu, just a few towns, you are in South Sudan. Almost getting to the end of Uganda.
It looks, feels like a worm. Kojo, you are in Nigeria. Come. These are huge countries. Huge nations. Do you feel...
Yes, Bishop.
You feel like a worm or a snake?
A worm.
Even a snake would have been even bigger and more powerful. Ify, come. Lagos, how many millions?
28 million people.
28 million. And you are in the middle of 28 million people.
Yes.
Do you feel like what?
A tiny little shrunken worm.
Geraldo, do you feel like a worm in Malawi?
Bishop, I think that's the exact description. I feel like a worm. Sometimes when I even stand in the mirror and I look myself in the mirror, I'm like...
What is going to come out of this? That's why you see all the prophecies. He says, fear not my servant. Fear not my servant. You will not fail. You will not be discouraged. Fear not my servant. That worm, I'll make you into a sharp threshing instrument. That says to my shepherd, you shall be built to the foundation. You shall be built. Never change those words. It will happen. Even if it is 30 years, you see that it will happen. Yes. 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 You see, if you persist, if you stay on your course without backing down, yeah. Michali, people have laughed at me. You see, some of the things, when I say people, they just frown and they just look downwards and they say, you know, we don't like what you are saying. lying. When I, these are things have been said. Despisement. Looking down. That's what I feel more. Yeah. Because I don't listen to praises. It's a long time since somebody told me that that was a good message. I don't remember the last time somebody said, that was a powerful message. What a wonderful word. Kadala has been saying it after I preach. We feel like worms. But maintain, you see, Botswana, do you see dots like this? The country will be covered with First Love churches like this. In the country like that. To be like that. And Nigeria, UD will be one of the largest churches in Nigeria. Keep watching it and see. Yes. May I have not changed my confession? I keep saying it. I always used to tell them in Nigeria, it's one of the largest churches in Nigeria. And it started to blossom. Yeah, I was hearing of attendances. We've never heard hundreds of people coming. Yeah, the last time it was over 400 people in the church. I said, wow, yeah, keep on. It's working. You'll soon see 4,000. You'll be surprised. Yeah. It's real. It's real. So this is the camp to see how to hear such a prophecy and such a word for it to happen. Amen. So that Hebrews 4:2 will not happen, that they also heard, but it did not benefit them. Because they did not mix it with faith. Uh-huh. So this is what we are about at this particular camp meeting. Isaiah 45. Worms and threshing instruments. I don't even know whether I should try to call you worms or threshing instruments. I think threshing instruments sounds better. With teeth. Yeah. Beautiful. Is your church not being built in Blanta?
Yes, it is, by the grace of God.
It's coming up.
It's coming up by the grace of God.
Out of the ground. Lagos, yes, coming up. Buildings.
This year, more people came for the camp from Lagos than our attendance last year.
Yes. Where are those from Lagos? Look at that. Yes. Lagos. Real, physical. Touch a Lagos person. Stand up and touch a person. Somebody nearby should touch them to see that they are real. Feel them. Touch them. Where are they over here? Touch them. See. Those of you who have never been to Lagos before, when you touch the person, you are getting a piece of Lagos. Isaiah 45, the last one. I've given you 41, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 42, Isaiah 43, Isaiah 44, Isaiah 45. That's the last one. Isaiah 45, verse 1. That says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus. Child, the name is a wild name. It's my mother who gave me that name. Yes. That says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have hold. God is holding your right hand.
Amen.
You know, it's something that I used to say. Somebody was going through a difficulty. I used to say, I'm holding your hand. I'm now seeing it in the Bible. I used to say, somebody's husband died, whatever. I said, I'm holding your hand. I am holding your hand. Yes. I didn't know that it was even a prophecy in the Bible. It says, thus says the Lord to Cyrus, the anointed, whose right hand I have holden. That's what it means. I'm holding. I will never leave you. I will not leave your hand. You can't fall out. Have you watched Jurassic Park? When they are falling off the cliff and they're holding their hand like that. I will not leave your hand. God is holding your hand.
Amen.
To subdue nations. That's why there are nations here. You see, we are mentioning countries. South Africa, Botswana, Malawi, Nigeria, Liberia, Uganda, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Cape Verde, to subdue nations. God held my hand. He held my hand in Suhum in 1988. He held my hand. He said, I've holden your hand. I'll use you to subdue nations. I'll loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Whatever is saying you can't come here, you can't come here, you are entering in the name of Jesus. Kojo, you see in Haiti, they don't want to say don't come here. They want to say don't come. You see, this is how every country is like that. Here we don't allow. We don't want things. We don't want things. We don't want things. Every country is like that. Don't come here, Kenya. Don't come here. We don't want this. This Uganda. No. This is Nigeria. Go back to your country. Go back. He says, I will break every prison gate. Whatever is keeping you out is breaking in pieces now in Jesus' name. Believe these things, so believe them. You see, like this message, you as you are praying, it's playing like music. You are just hearing prophecies of your servanthood. You are hearing prophecies of your servanthood. You are hearing prophecies of your servanthood. I will open to him the two-leaved gates. Two-leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut. Verse 2. Shepa ka suleba. I will go before thee. You know, I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in the pieces of the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. You know, one day there was a lady I used to work with her to do my books. Sometimes I pass through her house on my way to the office to tell her something. She never said anything to me. So that season passed. Then some years later, she told me, she said, Bishop, you know, remember you used to come pass on the way, you used to pass through the house here. She said, before you came, many times an angel would come to the house. Yes. A real angel. Because you see, her eyes were open. She was somebody who was seeing visions. She said an angel will come. And she showed me. Sometimes he would stand here. Sometimes he would come. And when I would tell my husband, Bishop is coming. His angel has come. Yeah, I probably went there maybe four times. But she said it happened. An angel came. I will go before thee. So when she told me, I was surprised. I said, me? She said, yes. Some of the angel will come, stand there. Said, it's like he's waiting for you. I said, me? But I didn't know. You say, you not know the kind of security that you are moving with. You get it? He says, I will go before thee. I will go before thee. That's why you should be careful when you are touching men of God. Because you don't know what other kind of powers they are working with. Invisible powers. You try touching before you realize gone blind. Amen. I will go before thee. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. God is more than an arm robber. I mean, anything that an arm robber can cut, God can cut more than any arm robber. Cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse 3. Beautiful. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Now, when we talk of treasures of darkness, you see, most of the so-called businessmen, they never give anything. They just throw peanuts at the church. Just to take some sand and they throw. So that's what we call treasures of darkness. They don't want to release the money. So God is saying that I will take the treasures of darkness. Do you know the millions and billions that people have? If the millions that people have in Nigeria were released to Nigeria to help Nigeria, in 1 year, every problem in Nigeria will vanish. But it's locked up. And Ghana the same. If you think people don't have money, you have no idea. Money. Money.
Money.
And America. Money. You know, one time I was in Los Angeles and I was playing golf near Beverly Hills. Have you watched that film, Beverly Hills Cop? Yeah, if you watch it, you see where I was. Yeah, I was right there. I was right in Beverly Hills. I went to a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I was playing golf right there. Now, you'll be there. This place, these are places you are. Nobody can keep the natives out. We are landing in Jesus' name. Now, listen carefully. What was I telling you? Yeah. Then I saw a huge hotel up. Then I went a little way. I saw another huge hotel. I said, wow. Then I went, I saw another huge, as I was playing the golf. So I asked the pastor who I was playing with, Bishop, what are these hotels? He laughed. He said, these are not hotels. These are people's houses. These are people's houses. Wow. These are what? People's houses. Personal homes. We are talking of houses. When you enter the house, you don't see the house for some time. You drive for some time before. You drive through wildlife. You be there. Through your ministry. You see this ministry. Millions of dollars have come into the ministry. Where were these millions before? They were not printed because of the ministry. They were in the system. But how the millions will come towards you for the work of God is what he's saying here. I will open the treasures of darkness and give you the hidden riches of secret places. Some of you don't really believe in such things. Like you kind of like think that these are like nice words and glorious words and these are just wonderful sayings. Stand to your feet, everybody. Lift your hand and thank God that you finally found your life's work. What is your, ask your neighbor, what's your career? What is your future work? What did they say? Priest. What's your, servant of God. What is your Levite, servant. Evangelist. Servant of God. What are you going to be? Servant. Yeah. Or you want surprises, pleasant surprises and pampering. Servant of God. Service. Service to God. 25 to 50. Your best time. When your sperms are most, isn't it? When your beauty is nicest. When you are juiciest, isn't it? When your face has, I mean, it's a wonderful shiny. When your bum bums are, I mean, balloons. They are like balloons. Wow. Tell somebody, Charlie, me dear, 25 to 50, dear Charlie, I am a servant of God. Pure servant. Lift your hand and thank God right now as we come to the close of this short session. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Thanks for calling us. Thanks for calling us. Thanks for calling us. Maya mola mashibara da bakalo modisa baranela mamande. Oh yes! Yes. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thanks for making us your servants. Let us do better, Lord. Let us do better, Lord. Let us do better. As your servants, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory, Jesus. Kama shidolama marandala bashindola baba. Hey, matora basandole mekebere. Hey, mariambora nanamiande lebede. Hey, bede menande lebede lebede. Hey, marion da la mande lebede barande lebede lebede. Mandola ma Maria delle bebe, mamma ma Maria delle buca parada li mamma dalaba, mandola ma parala mandisha la baba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the blessing of this moment. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated in a moment.